South Korea's liberal opposition scored a landslide victory in the 22nd general election. The Democratic Party retained its majority, winning 175 seats out of the 300 in the National Assembly to the ruling People Power Party's 108 seats. Naturally, this puts President Yoon in an especially challenging position for the three remaining years of his term. So what are the biggest takeaways from the country's parliamentary elections? For an in-depth analysis, we now connect with Professor Kim Byung-ju of the Hankuk University of Foreign Studies. Good morning, Professor Kim, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. It's only natural that we wrap up with you because we started the week with you. All right. So observers and pundits are calling the outcome a landslide victory for the Democratic Party. To what extent would you agree with that consensus?
Yeah, when we are hearing the exit polls, actually, on the day of election, in the afternoon, around 6, 7 p.m., we were hearing possibility of opposition party and its allies taking up close to 200 seats, which could be two-thirds of all the seats.
And a supermajority, right.
The supermajority that could actually become able to start processing of impeachment and constitutional revision and all that. So that's what exit polls were telling us at that time. So we went to sleep that night, and then next morning we found out that numbers are not exactly like that. And still, observers and media reports, they all call it big landslide for the opposition party. I do agree it was a big victory for Lee Jae-myung and his Democratic Party for sure. Having said that, however, when we look at the numbers itself, I have slight kind of a modification or a revision to that statement, because when the 21st National Assembly is ending, which will be actually next month before the new lawmakers come in, as the 21st National Assembly is ending, People Power Party has 114 seats. And now in this new election, they got 108 seats. So that's a loss of about 6 seats on the side of PPP. And Democratic Party, as the 21st National Assembly is ending, they currently have 156 seats as opposed to the new election results, 175. That's a gain of 9 seats. So 6 seats loss on the side of PPP, 9 seats gain on the side of the Democratic Party. Is this really huge landslide?
How do you define it? Right.
Yeah. It's a big victory for a Democratic Party, but it's not like moving into new territory, right? Mm. It's not a supermajority, we wouldn't say. It's a stronger majority. Sometimes scholastically, we call it still absolute majority, because it's beyond 151 seats for Democratic Party. And it was interesting to note that Lee Jae-myung was asking people to allow the party to have 151 seats at a minimum. And they got 175. That's a lot more, but still, it's within that area, within the boundary of what we would call the boundary or range, where we will see probably the repetition of what we saw before during the 21st National Assembly. The opposition party will still retain their power to send the bills, stopping the filibuster on the side of PPP, send the bills to the main floor votes after 6 days of bills sitting at the committees. So same thing in 21st National Assembly, 22nd National Assembly. And the president will still maintain his veto power, same as first one, 21 and 22nd National Assembly. And in order to override the veto power, you need two-thirds of the votes, but that's not what the Democratic Party got. So fundamentally speaking, with a stronger majority, bigger size majority, fundamentally rules are not changing though, however. So I think that would be one of the balanced view or assessment of what has turned out to be. I think this was a significant victory for Democratic Party, but we are not in the new territory here, and largely we will see the repetition of what we have seen before for the past, 2 years since President Yoon came into his office.
All right, so you're just pumping the brakes a little bit on how we interpret landslide victory. As you've highlighted, it is a win for DP, but when you take a step back, it might just be a continuation of what we saw in the 21st National Assembly, a strained relationship between President Yoon and the legislative body. So kind of the more of the same, which isn't pleasant news either, because that sounds difficult, but still, it's not a big shift.
Right, exactly. I'll talk about this point later on, but this may be actually a delicate and an interesting balance that the people have offered anyway.
Ah, all right. Now, despite poll standings, the electorate did show a preference for opposition candidates to act as a counterbalance to the incumbent government. What was the number one determining factor, do you think, Professor Kim, for the results that we got at the general elections?
Right. While I may offer some kind of minority opinion on the first question, on the second one, I'll have to go with the majority observation. The majority observation here is that it's the name Yoon, President Yoon, is the one that's getting most of the blame, and observers and commentators that they're all saying, it's not at all that people liked Democratic Party. It's not at all that, people disliked PPP that much. Of course, there was a question about the leadership of Han Dong-hoon, the current party leader who has, not current, but who has resigned, leading the campaign and so on. But the focus has been President Yoon. People say, people's dissatisfaction about not necessarily his performance, like a policy result, even though people are saying, well, economy is difficult and so on, it's difficult to pinpoint major policy failure. The reform he's trying with the doctors, that's what, according to surveys, 90% of people actually support. The thing is, the way he's pushing for it, it's not what people are happy about. He should have been more agile, flexible, and more tactical in producing the result that people, the result that he wants, and that what people, and the result that people want sooner and quicker. His stubbornness in this was something that people are not happy about. His foreign policy, even though Lee Jae-myung criticized and they said something about China and stuff, but largely his diplomacy and foreign policy, which he emphasized as his biggest achievement, is what most people actually like. It's been supported by the people. Trying to build our own capability to defend ourselves by through working with Japan and the United States, it enjoys popular support. The economic side, inflation is being talked about. Yes, indeed. There are talks about government should have done more and so on. But if you ask economists, governments hands are tied in terms of what you can do in terms of controlling inflation without causing other troubles, related troubles as a side effect.
Right.
So the government's handling of the economy has been just all right. Nothing terrible here. The problem is the way, President Yoon has been dealing with issues of scandals, controversies, people, the issues that people were emotional about. His approach has been, critics say, typical of jurist. Jurist has to independently make up his or her mind about a case, right?
Right.
Whether this is guilty or innocent, and he makes up his mind, and regardless of what people feel and what people desire, he goes ahead with his independent decision. That's a critical quality as a public prosecutor. You have to believe in the decisions that you have made, and you have to push all the way, to the judge's final judgment. And that's exactly the attitude he has maintained in dealing with all these issues. He makes up his mind, and he knows he's right, and no flexibility after that. no gesture of goodwill. I know I'm right about this. I'm going to go ahead, no matter what people say.
Which made him really good at his prior job, but when he's a president,
exactly.
I mean, I guess, like you alluded to, a tact of a politician is perhaps lacking there.
Yeah. Like President Lina Wang will have to, bow to the people even she believes she's right, and she will have to apologize to people when even she believes she's right. You have to listen to how people feel. You have to sense how people feel about these issues. And he has not been very successful even the very beginning of his presidency, and that has accumulated. So, I went too long on this question, but President Yoon has been the main factor, we have to say,
Increasingly
whether
less
we like it or
popular.
not. Yeah, exactly.
We'd also like your expertise on this question. Looking at the final outcome of the general elections, what was the most outstanding point of reminder about the nature of Korean politics?
I'm glad we are getting back to the first question here. That the people. I think people offering this very delicate balance when some of us were afraid of Korean politics going down the drain of turmoil and crisis of anticipating another impeachment. Impeachment is important tool for people to exercise their power. Then again, we don't want to have impeachment for every president or every other president. That just creates too much turmoil and difficulties for the society and nation as a whole. And people have decided we're not going to go there. That's good. But still, people have made a judgment about the leadership style and demanded change for that, basically, by adding more seats on the opposition side as well. So I think, once again, I was talking to other international audience who were asking about the election results to me, and I emphasized once again, as we have done for decades since Korea's full democratization, 1987, we have shown to the world that this country, more than anything, is owned by the people and run by the people and ruled by the people. People are the ones who are making critical decisions and offering critical balance here. And so once again, we were being reminded, whether you're an opposition party leader, doesn't matter they cannot offer you a power to run over and push out current president, current government. And president, people are not willing to at this point offer him the power to run government and then have majority in the legislature and then railroading everything, all his policies into the laws. People didn't want it. People wanted balance. People wanted the president and an opposition party to work together.
It seems that President Yoon has vowed to reform state affairs to reflect the will of the people. How will that take form? We'll have to wait and see in the coming weeks. But in the meantime, what are some of the expected changes in President Yoon's direction and his People Power Party? How will this election outcome affect Seoul's foreign policy and so on?
I guess as we discussed so far today, we have our normative arguments about how president should change, but we need still positive observation about what actually happens going forward. We know, I guess many of us, not all of us, but some of us have agreement about how president and the ruling party should, president particularly, has to change. But we'll have to wait and see what kind of changes actually come going forward. People Power Party is an interesting case in question. Han Dong-won has stepped down, and interesting thing now we have to pay attention to is the fact that these lawmakers who are newly elected, they're not going to be dealing with president same way as the lawmakers during the 21st National Assembly have dealt with the president, because they no longer need his power to have them renominated for their seats. They're on their own until even after the presidency expires. So now People Power Party lawmakers, they will become incredibly more independent from the president. And that could be actually good for the party in facing people's demand for change and so on. But it will mean tremendous challenge for President Yoon now having to deal with his own party where lawmakers, actually some of the lawmakers, I think some of them may already have aired the request for president to exit the party, which has happened so many times in the past. Toward the later part of presidency, Korea's presidents left their party based on the demands from the lawmakers. So now President faces this big challenge.
I didn't even get to the lame duck question. It just sounds like a lonely uphill battle, but we'll wait and see. Those are some of the challenges that lies ahead. We might be jumping the gun for the last question, but nonetheless, politics moves fast, so we have to keep up. We have 3 years until the next presidential election in the country, 4 years for the 22nd National Assembly. What do you see ahead for Lee Jae-myung and his Democratic Party for the next 3, 4 years? I mean, we're already seeing murmurs of who might run for presidency in the next election.
Right. I think you have already implied the point that I wanted to offer here, answer. But 3 years in Korean politics is like a million years in our normal lives.
A lot happens.
So many things could happen. And if I were Lee Jae-myung sitting here having won the election and having to think about presidential election 3 years down the road, I will be very nervous. I would not feel confident. I would be very nervous because there will be so many major toss and turns that I'll have to go through here. My victory this time is not going to be sent smoothly through all the way to the gate of entering presidential politics at all. 3 years is such a long time. So I'll have to be very careful and very sensitive about changing winds and everything and managing the party and stuff. So what I'm saying is Lee Jae-myung and his Democratic Party has big time ahead for their possible troubles and challenges ahead. This is not the time for complacency. And also they'll have to read the poll results and the people's decision that did not allow them to go all the way for the supermajority. And have to pay attention to the past mistakes that they have made for the last 2 years in dealing with Yoon presidency, and will have to really work hard on making their strategy better, and then better ways of listening to the people and what people want, and go, not going out of the way within the boundary of what people allow the opposition party to do. So this is a time for hard work, the serious study. And I think what we saw on the face of Lee Jae-myung during the time of polls and election day night, he looked very serious. So I hope, I don't know whether that's the case or not, but I hope that face meant that he realizes the burden, the weight of pressure that he should feel on his shoulder going forward.
But as you've alluded to at the start of the week, looking at the early voter turnout, Professor Kim, surely looking at the numbers, overall voter turnout was very promising. 67%, highest record in 32 years. People have spoken. So how will the politicians respond? That's what we'll wait and see. The devil's always in the details. So we'll try to keep up.
Exactly. The total turnout was also very high, and that also means people's devotion. We talked about this, right, before. Early voting, people lining up, long lines, and trying to exercise their right. And I think the right was properly exercised, and both side of the politics should have gotten a serious message from the people this time once again.
Thank you very much, Professor Kim. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much.
If you're listening to our program using the podcast service, just a reminder that we do go live Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Korea Standard Time. So tune in and help us make the show more informative by giving us your input. See you bright and early on Good Morning Seoul.